Now we get to a stop that I like to always say separates the men from the boys on this tour. We've been stopping and having drinks throughout the tour, and now we're going to come to the famous Pirate's Alley. Pirate's Alley is a little alleyway that runs alongside of the St. Louis Cathedral. As we enter the alley, we stop, and I like to point out certain things about this. This is a very famous little space. If you notice, the alley is paved in sort of a cobblestone, these big, heavy gray stones. This is all pretty much original. These stones were way back from the Spanish period. Keep in mind, here in South Louisiana, we have no natural stone. We're basically built on a swamp. But this stone is actually from up north. It was used as ballast inside of ships. When the ships would come down the river from up north, they would come down to the port of New Orleans. And originally, they would just take the stone out and, I guess, just do away with it. And remember, the ships didn't have steam in those days. They would just tear the ship apart. You couldn't use it because it couldn't go back up the river. But the Spanish actually came up with the idea. They saw some good in all of this. They started taking these stones and started paving streets with it. This alley that we're walking in right now, this stone is from that period of time. The Spanish actually paved this alley. This is all original ballast. And of course, the Spanish would take the ship, tear it apart, and use the lumber to build houses with it, build some of the buildings. So very, very famous area right in here. A little park that we see here in back of the cathedral. We're in back of the St. Louis Cathedral now. This is the oldest Catholic cathedral in America. This building was built after the Second Great Fire, and it is a Spanish building, and it was built during the Spanish period. The little park back here is known as St. Anthony's Garden. This is where dueling took place. Keep in mind, in those days, dueling was not against the law. The church allowed them to use the park for dueling because gentlemen knew how to duel properly with a sword. You didn't kill anybody. You just had your disagreement, and once you nicked the person or you drew blood, the person that drew blood first was the winner. Now, keep in mind, dueling in those days was not meant to kill anybody. It was meant just to draw blood. You fought your duel, and once you drew blood, you won the duel. And was not meant, that's why the church allowed it. You never killed anybody. Now, unfortunately, dueling was disbanded in this area because when the Americans started pouring into this part of the world, they didn't know how to use a sword properly, like a Frenchman or a Spaniard. Their choice of weapon would have been a pistol. Well, you don't nick anybody with a pistol, unfortunately. So the church and everyone got really upset. They outlawed dueling then. And dueling then would have to take place outside the city limits. And that's where the Dueling Oaks and City Park area and those plantations in that period, that's where they would do it there. Because they couldn't stop it there. But you couldn't do it within the city limits, like here in the little garden. Now, as we walk down the alleyway, we're going to come to a little cafe, Tony Seville's Pirate's Alley Cafe. And this is really an interesting stop. Before we actually go into the cafe, I'm going to tell you a little history about something else. Keep in mind, we were the big port back in these days, and something came in through the port back in about 1840s, around that period of time. It was a liqueur that had been created in Europe. It was created actually by a French physician in Switzerland, and he called his liqueur absinthe. And it became very popular in Europe. And eventually it crosses the Atlantic and comes into this country through the port of New Orleans. And the people here in New Orleans fell in love with the liqueur in the early days when absinthe was real popular when it first came over. This was an area that everyone sat around and drank absinthe. And we even created some famous drinks with absinthe. One is called the obituary cocktail. Basically, what it is, it's gin with a shot of absinthe. If you put absinthe in a shot of vodka, it's called a Russian funeral. If you put it in a glass of champagne, it's called death in the afternoon. So you get the picture here. Absinthe becomes so popular, but eventually it is outlawed. And the reason for it is a very, very potent, of course, liqueur. It's 150 proof, but that's not what really made it so wild and strange. It contains wormwood, Dijon. It's the same thing, of course, that's in marijuana. And people love this drink. In Europe, they would sit around and sip it. It's a pale green color. They would sit around, of course, and drink in the evening about 4, 5, 6 o'clock, and it was known as the green hour. And eventually they got so wrecked on this stuff, it became the happy hour. We started doing the same thing here in New Orleans. And unfortunately, between 1911, 1912, all the way up to about 1915, was slowly outlawed throughout the world, not just here in this country. It was against the law to continue to produce it. Well, they felt it became very dangerous. People started to hallucinate, and there were several murders attached to this. And so it really, to a lot of people, it was almost like a drug addiction if you drank too much of this. And so it was completely discontinued. But as the case with a lot of things, keep in mind, it was started to be produced underground. As a matter of fact, to be perfectly honest, it's never been not produced. There's always been some place you could get absinthe, especially in the European countries. What we're going to do here at the Tony Seville, we're going to meet Tony Seville's wife, Thais, and she's going to give us a demonstration. She is really such a colorful person. She adores this drink, and she knows the history of it. She studied a great deal about this.
The absinthe drink, it's a very old traditional French drink. It was very popular in France. It's made out of different herbs, and the herbs are fennel, chamomilla, melissa, veronica, peppermint, anise, anise star, and wormwood. Wormwood is a hallucinogenic herb. It's a very medicinal herb that was used by the Romans, the Egyptians, and even the Greeks because of those properties. So the way you prepare it, which is the traditional way they used to have it back then, it's diluting it with water and with a sugar cube in order to take the bitterness out. When you add the water would precipitate the oils of the herbs, and that would change in color. That would make it kind of cloudy. That's called the louche effect. And also, because of the properties, the hallucinogenic properties, it was called the green fairy drink, because that's what you would drink or hallucinate from. This drink was very popular within the artists and the painters of the 18th and 19th century. People like Vincent van Gogh, Toulouse-Lautrec, Paul Verlaine, Baudelaire, Monet, Degas, and even, you know, after them, Oscar Wilde, Pablo Picasso, Ernest Hemingway. Here in New Orleans, we have a big tradition about this drink because this was a French colony. At the beginning, it was like an aperitif, but then they liked it so much that they started having it, you know, in the morning or even before going to bed.
So now the most famous way to drink absinthe is a drink that eventually they called the Green Fairy. And the way it was made, they would put a sort of a tall glass on the bar on the table with a slotted spoon, and it's a spoon with little holes in it, place it across the top of the glass, a sugar cube on the spoon, and they would drip the absinthe through the sugar to give it a sweetened taste, because absinthe by itself is kind of bitter. They would fill the glass up maybe with about an inch of absinthe, and then it became very popular to light the sugar cube, because remember, it's going to light. It's 150 proof, and it would sort of caramelize the sugar, and when the fire would go out, they would drip water through the sugar, and they would start to fill the glass, and the green would start to separate. And what you were seeing, it's sort of a chemical reaction. You're seeing the wings of the fairy sort of opening up in the water. That's what they would say. And then as they fill it up higher and higher, and the whole drink becomes a cloudy green, almost a white greenish color. It's called the louche. And then you would stir the drink and slowly sip it. Now, of course, again, as I pointed out, by 1915, this is against the law. But within the last 10, 12 years, this is really makes it interesting, the ban has been lifted on absinthe pretty much throughout the world. You can get it legally in France and Spain and Italy, Czechoslovakia, pretty much all over Europe. Even in Canada, it's available, the 150 proof. Now, here at the Pirate's Alley Cafe, we're actually going to be able to order the Green Fairy. Now, I know you're wondering, how are we going to be able to do this? Isn't it against the law? Well, yes and no. Let me explain to you what you're going to be able to have here. You're going to be able to have the absinthe that has been actually tweaked a little. And instead of it being 150 proof, it's only 110. It does contain the wormwood, but it contains what we call petite wormwood, or softened wormwood, or what they refer to as white wormwood. That means it's going to be wormwood, but it's not going to stick or remain in your system the way the black wormwood would be if you ordered it from Europe. Believe me, this drink is going to be interesting. Trust me, this is not a drink for the faint-hearted. It's really quite delicious, but you do have to like the taste of the anise and that is sort of a licorice taste. It's going to smell quite licorice-y, but it's a very soft tasting drink. It's not bitter, it's not biting, it's quite interesting. People that really get into this drink really get into it big time. And what's colorful about it is just to watch them make it. Remember, this drink is over 200 years old. Even if you don't like the taste of this, you will at least want to see them make it. Here at the Pirate's Alley Cafe, it is the only place here in the French Quarter you're going to order this drink, the Green Fairy, and get it the way the originally was made. And so, welcome to the Green Hour.